USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance will run against Democrat Tim Ryan in November. Trump's endorsements are 77 wins, 0 losses in Illinois and Ohio. After Tuesday's Supreme Court of the United States draft leak, illegally obtained by Politico, indicating Roe versus Wade may be on its final days, President Biden, without mentioning the lives it would save, talks about the impact of unwanted pregnancies.
Look, the idea that concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Any change to Roe versus Wade would not eliminate abortion. It would make states the deciding factor in America. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted. And they found nothing wrong. Everything was good. Just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Carmen Deck, who was condemned to death following a double murder conviction after 3 trials, was executed Tuesday evening in Bonterra, Missouri by lethal injection. Deck was accused of fatally shooting James and Selma Long after robbing them in 1996 when he was 30 years old. Police said he confessed to the killing, but Deck's defense argued at trial it was a false confession. A cabinet member serving 2 presidents has died.
Norman Mineta, the first Asian American to become a federal cabinet secretary, has died at the age of 90. Mineta served under both Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican George W. Bush. When he served as federal transportation secretary, he ordered commercial flights grounded after the 9/11 terror attacks in 2001. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NASCAR racing will be in Darlington, South Carolina this weekend. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
On May 15th and through the early morning of May 16th, a full flower moon will enter Earth's shadow, causing a total lunar eclipse that will be visible from the majority of the Americas. Again, that's May 15th, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. As inflation is wrecking the American economy, Deutsche Bank reported last week there's a 50-50 chance the inflation will nosedive into a recession in 2023. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor this week.
Inflation's hit a staggering 8.5% on Democrats' watch as a result of Democrat policies. Last week, the Commerce Department announced that personal consumption expenditures climbed at their fastest rate this past year since 1982, 40 years ago. Americans are paying 10% more on groceries than they were a year ago, about $1.25 more for a gallon of gas. In every aisle of the supermarket, in every big box store, the prices families pay for essentials have skyrocketed. As the owner of a coffee house in my hometown of Louisville put it, we're trying not to pass on too much to the customers, but it comes to a time when you just have to. The owner of a long-standing butcher shop nearby said, quote, "We're all holding our breath." That goes for small business owners and shoppers alike.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.